The Holy Gospel for this All Saints Sunday is taken from the 11th chapter of John. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said to him, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of the Lord. As I've thought about All Saints Sunday, a saint that is very dear to my heart is my father. And he passed away in February. And he was 82 years old, and I'm very, very thankful that we had as long as we had with him, because he had his very first heart attack when he was 49. And in the 33 years that after that, he had a whole rap sheet of heart issues and episodes and procedures. At one point, he was literally the poster guy for the local hospital. His picture appeared on a big billboard in Longview, Washington, and they even in a full-page ad for the hospital, where he talked about the care that he received there. And you know what kept him going in those years was a very strong will to live that was fueled by an equally strong love for his family. This love kept him going even as his heart weakened and became more damaged. And I have to say out loud, because chances are you've experienced this yourselves, even though my dad was on hospice care and we knew that he was dying, nothing fully prepared me for that moment that he was gone. The sense of loss that I felt was tremendous. I literally wept over my father. You know, I loved him deeply and dearly, and he was a very important person in my life. And it's true, I think, that love and grief are intertwined in our being. And sometimes one of them squeezes us a little tighter. It's important for us to acknowledge this and to offer our hearts, the joys and the sorrows, to God. And today is a day for us to give thanks for our loved ones. And we have a sense of that profound grief that Mary and Martha most likely felt when their brother Lazarus died. Because death is life-altering for those of us who go on living. This passage, the humanity of Jesus comforts me. We understand Jesus who weeps. We understand a Jesus who grieves, who loves his friends like family, who loves Lazarus deeply and dearly enough that he would weep over his death. Yet there's much about this story that literally boggles my mind, and that's totally beyond the realm of human understanding. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And it wasn't as if Lazarus had just died. I mean, we're told that he was dead for 4 days. So any devout Jewish person would know that after the third day, Lazarus' spirit has left his body, had left the area. And we're told that it was long enough for the tomb to start to smell bad because his body began breaking down. I don't suppose this is something that we can fully understand, because the power over death is not a human power. We understand the power of our tears because we weep. But not very many of us have resuscitated someone from death. The power over death is a divine power. This is of God. This was one of the seventh sign that pointed to everyone that Jesus was of God. Today we gather in the presence of this God, the God who knows that love and loss go together. This God who weeps with us when we weep. This God who cares enough to take time to wipe away the tears from our eyes. This God who has the power to create life from chaos. This God who has power over death. We gather on this All Saints Sunday to give thanks for this God. We give thanks for our loved ones, for our loved ones who are living and help keep showing us the way to live out that love of God in our lives. We give thanks for our loved ones who have died and yet still very much live within our hearts. We gather in the presence of our God who has the power over death to give thanks that there will be a time when death and crying and pain will be no more. We give thanks that death does not have the final word, that God does. And that God's word is always a word that calls us to life. It's a word of hope, a word of promise, a word that sets us free. Free to live as loved and forgiven children of God. Because there is no death, no loss, no grief, no fear that's so deep and so dark that the voice of Christ cannot reach it. That the voice of Christ cannot reach into it and call us out, bringing life. Just as Jesus called out to Lazarus, Jesus calls out to each and every one of us by name. Remove that stone that keeps you locked in that stinking tomb of death and come out. Live and love as though death has no power in your life. Live and love as though you belong in life and in death to God. You have a community of support ready to unbind you and set you free. Each one of us is part of that community of support. We are the communion of saints, ready to unbind one another, to set one another free, to live and to love in Christ. This is what it means to be the communion of saints. Amen.